On today's show, sales of electric cars are growing far faster than the rest of the market. But House Republicans want to kill off EV incentives. And we also explore how autonomy will change the way that cars are designed. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. If electric vehicles are ever to catch on, the charging infrastructure needs to be greatly expanded. And now a number of automakers in Europe will do it themselves. BMW, Daimler, Ford, and the Volkswagen Group announced a new joint venture called Ionity that will develop and install a high-power charging network across Europe. 20 stations will be open this year along major roads in Germany, Norway, and Austria. It will expand to over 100 stations by the end of 2018 and then 400 by 2020. The Boston Consulting Group is forecasting that battery-powered cars will make up almost half of global sales by 2030, although that includes hybrids. But EVs may be dealt a big blow in the U.S. Yesterday, House Republicans proposed getting rid of the $7,500 tax credit for purchasing an EV. Some fear that would nearly kill off all EV sales in the U.S. market. But the EV market is growing in the U.S. Sales are up 21% for the year, meaning the EV segment is growing far faster than the overall market. The Chevy Bolt was the best-selling EV last month, with over 2,800 sold. But the EV market slowed considerably last month, down 8% from last year. That was due to a big drop in sales with the Tesla S and X, the Nissan Leaf, the Volkswagen e-Golf, and Fiat 500e. When Jeep designers sat down to come up with the new Wrangler, they experimented with a different kind of design, but people hated it. That's coming up next.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
It's been a quarter of a century since the last new auto assembly plant was built in the Detroit area. But that's about to change. Indian automaker Mahindra revealed it will open a new manufacturing facility to build off-road utility vehicles. The company didn't reveal when production will start, but it will make an official announcement later this month. Earlier this week, we showed you the first official pictures of the new Jeep Wrangler. Even though it's a clean sheet design, it's instantly recognizable as a Wrangler. But Mark Allen, the head of Jeep design, told Autoline that they actually experimented with a different, cleaner design, where the door hinges and hood latches were not visible, where the fenders were not so flared, and the windshield was more rounded and could not fold down. They then took it to design clinics. And guess what? Jeep owners absolutely hated it. They want a tough, rugged-looking Wrangler, which is what the Jeep designers speculated would be the case. It also told them they were on the right track with the new Wrangler that they just unveiled. Well, Tesla just lost some of its shine. The EV maker just posted a net loss of $619 million in the third quarter, the largest quarterly loss ever for the company. On top of that, it's also delaying its target for volume production of the Model 3 due to production bottlenecks. Previously, Tesla said it would start building 5,000 Model 3s a day by December. Now it says it won't hit that target until the end of the first quarter in 2018. Toyota is giving the Prius C a mild refresh for 2018 that's inspired by its crossovers. A black accent has been added to the roof rails, black moldings now cover the wheel arches and side rockers, and the lower part of the bumper is painted silver. Toyota's Safety Sense package and a backup camera are now standard on all trim levels as well. Autonomy could change the way that vehicles get designed. We'll take a look into that right after this.
Thank you.
A number of automakers and suppliers have created interior concepts for autonomous vehicles that are radically different from what we're used to. But autonomy could also dramatically change the exterior of vehicles as well. On Autoline this week, our guests explore the different ways autonomy will change the look of vehicles.
As we look at, you know, a shift away from personally owned vehicles towards mobility as a service, especially in urban areas, one of the goals of that is to maximize the utilization of the vehicles. Mm-hmm. I mean, today, you know, vehicles sit idle 95% of the time, parked, we drive them for maybe an hour, hour and a half a day most of the time. And we want to utilize those vehicles so that we're taking up less space on the road, less resources, and in order to get that high utilization, we need to rethink how we build cars, because those cars are going to have a different kind of life cycle. Instead of lasting 15, 20, 30 years, you know, they're going to, at least some major components of it are only going to last a few years, and then you're going to have to upgrade, replace, recycle. And so, and then we also want to provide flexibility in those vehicles. You know, at some points during the day when there's demand, you want to move people. At other times during the day, you want to repurpose those vehicles quickly to maybe use cargo delivery, package delivery, pizza delivery, as Ford's been testing out with Domino's with one of their vehicles. So we're going to see different kinds of vehicles that are designed specifically for autonomous. And there's a bunch of startups in the Valley that are doing some of this stuff, guys like Next Transportation and Navya and Local Motors. So it's going, the nature of vehicles is going to evolve with services and automation.
As always, you can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Don't miss Ward's Auto Conference on Artificial Intelligence, November 9 in Birmingham, Michigan. Learn how AI is disrupting the automotive industry. Meet Silicon Valley technologists from companies like IBM, Nuance, NVIDIA, and Continental. Learn more at wardsauto.com/AI.